Hey, y'all. I'm Elliot Hall, and welcome to another episode of the Journey to St. Andrews. So in today's episode, I'll be recapping my first week back after the big golf tournament trip that we took out to Southern Utah, which was the last couple episodes. And really, it was a pretty calm golf week. I didn't get into the simulator much. Also, I'll just go ahead and let y'all know that feeling a little under the weather, but I want to be consistent with this. So I can actually tell my voice is a little off just with all the coughing and congestion, but also just tired. I can just feel it. So anyways, let me talk about that week. It was a pretty calm week as far as golf. Definitely coming off of that trip, seemed like I barely played any golf. When I actually did get to play twice, I got to play 18 holes at Steel Canyon out in North Atlanta, which I've talked about before. Me and my brother-in-law, Ryan, we went and played that. Had a good time. The more I play that course, the more I really like it. Definitely, the greens could use work. That gets a little frustrating just with, you're trying to work on your putts, and it's really hard to get a solid read just because, there's a lot of imperfections with the green is the best way to say it. But other than that, though, I do really enjoy the course. I think it's a great practicing course. It's quick. You can play it easily in under 3 hours, probably closer to like 2.5 if you're really moving and by yourself. It's also close to the house and a very affordable price. So you could play it a lot more often than you could some of these more expensive courses. And I really do like how it's pretty narrow. So it really focuses on being accurate off the tee and also with your iron shots. And the greens aren't huge. A lot of these nicer courses, you get out and these greens become pretty large. I wouldn't say they're easier to hit. They're, of course, making those greens a little faster at some of the nicer courses, causing you to shoot right off the green, even if you hit a pretty good shot. But it does at least make you work on the accuracy. I mean, Steel Canyon's smaller greens makes you work on the accuracy of really just making sure that your shot is getting around the green. And then as you get more and more dialed in, of course, you think about, leaving it short and rolling it on, or you got to go long over a sand trap, or you got to climb an elevation to get to the green. But that is what I'm liking about it right now with where my game is today. And my game has definitely improved since Southern Utah trip. Playing that much golf really allowed me to just kind of learn some things about my swing, and that is correlating over. I hadn't broken 90 at Steel Canyon the few times I'd played it. However, immediately coming back, I shot a 87 or an 86. I believe it was an 87. It is a par 62, so that would be more like a mid-90s on a full-length 72 par course. But we are playing from the tips on that, so it's still some pretty solid distance on all the holes. It's an executive course for sure, but you still have some 150, 180 yard par threes. You also have plenty of par fours. There's only one par five, but they are all, solid length holes for the course. And that's why I like it as a practicing course. And the driving range is pretty nice as well on it. So it's nearby, good driving range, get out there. It's a fun course. And the other course I got to play was one of my favorites, just near and dear to me. And that's Bobby Jones. I actually went out there for a golf business meeting, so wasn't as much focused on the game. I was really, really more, talking business and everything like that. And my score reflected it. I've definitely reached a point where my game's not, I just get out there and smack it around and I could shoot in the 90s. I shot a 54 out that day out at Bobby Jones playing nine holes. And you could tell that, or at least I can, that when you are really focused in on the game, I can generally shoot in the 90s now, or what would be the equivalent with holes and slope and everything like that. But if I'm not paying attention, if I'm distracted, goofing off, talking business, whatever it is, I still am shooting over 100 or right at it. But I am feeling a lot more confident with all my clubs in general, except for the driver. I'm still just using my 3-wood just for accuracy off the tee, and it does show. Definitely is helping my game, just having a little more control over, the ball, where it's going, finding the fairways, which my driver has not been as accurate. So I need to hop in the simulator, work on that, get some numbers and see what's going on and really just work through it. Same thing I could do at a driving range, but you only get to swing the driver 14 to 12, 13 times. So I need to get out and swing it 100 times and go, okay, here it is. But aside from the driver, though, I am feeling a lot more confident with my clubs, all of them in the bag, and surprisingly with all my wedges. So I have a 60, a 56, and a 52, and I've talked about it in previous episodes where I really just wanted to dial those in, you know, full swing, so that way I know I hit this 40 yards, 60 yards, 80 yards, and I have done that. Of course, that doesn't mean I'm always going to have a perfect shot at all with them. I'm still making my normal high handicap golfer mistakes from time to time, but I do know and do feel confident that when I hit it, I should expect it to go about here. And from that, I've just sort of started trusting, you know, some half swing, some quarter swing, and trying to get different heights out of my shots as well. Whereas it was just swing, full swing, it goes as high as it can. Whereas now I'm kind of playing them a bit more out of the, you know, kind of punching and running it up onto the green with some of these clubs a little bit more, just like chipping, you know, when I could putt. But also, I still putt from way off the green. If it is a warm day, you're in the first cut, and you can putt it, and you can take a whole extra dimension out. You know, normally we're playing, you know, three dimensions. If you can remove anything from the sky that might happen, yeah, I'm going to putt it. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get it closer than where I would have trying to chip it from 10 yards off. But I still want to improve with my chipping, of course, because sometimes you might have a sprinkler head cover in front of you. It might be wet in front of you, and then you have no clue how hard you're going to have to hit that ball, and it's going to take all the momentum out of it anyways. But putt away. Here in Georgia, we've got hard Georgia clay, and it makes the fairways, you know, fast. And so when you got the short grass, it's a sunny day, yeah, putt away. And I don't know why that just reminded me, but it did just remind me of something I've been using more and more often. I think I talked about it in a previous episode, but one of the guys, he hurt his back when we were on the golf trip, and so he couldn't really do a full swing, so he was doing like this driver bunt shot where he just kind of come back half swing, two-thirds swing, and then kind of bunt it out. And, you know, it's what he could do. Props to him for sticking with the tournament and you know, really pushing it through. But what I was noticing with that swing is it can be used in a lot of other scenarios. So I've been using it when there's high wind and you just don't know what's going to happen when you're coming out of the tee box and that wind's going to carry it who knows where. And I mean, I'm talking about serious gusts of wind. But then also I used it coming out of the trees on Sunday and it was pretty unique. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself but anyways, it was pretty unique because I had a very narrow out just down the cart path. So I had to carry it like I was in the pine straw on the far side of the cart path, but I could see the green. I just needed to carry it through this like tunnel of foliage because I had trees on either side of the cart path and low hanging branches. I mean, low. Like I honestly had no clue how to get this ball out. I couldn't even just turn and pitch it back into the fairway because there was trees all over it was on the right side. That's where it went out. And so I couldn't turn and just pitch it in. Trees would have stopped me. The only out I had was to go for the green, but I had no idea what club to use. So I got up there and did this little, like, almost like hooding my club and like removing all of the loft as much as possible in just like an 80 degree or 85 degree club and just smacked it. And luckily, you know, I was choking way up on the club, helped with accuracy. And it kept it low. It came right out and went on the green 10 feet out. So I've also done that, not that, but I've done similar things like that where it didn't work at all. But that little type of shot, that type of swing is becoming more versatile. And I think as you become a better golfer, I'm sure everyone has these little unique tricks and their own sort of like, I guess, for lack of a better term, backyard bullshit that you do just to, you know, get through the round. So, but yeah, didn't work on the golf simulator at all. Just been traveling way too much. So didn't get to do that. Jason was trying to get a lesson in with them last month, but just didn't find the time for that because of everything going on in life. But need to set that up. I am probably going to sign off here because I can definitely tell I am feeling pretty sick and just need to wrap this episode up. But I am very excited to be feeling a little bit better and talk about the Masters week because, as y'all know, our brewery has a PGA beer sponsored with Georgia called Calamity Jane. And so we've been going down to Augusta, been going for years, but now we get to go down there and, you know, I get to go hang out with patrons and share Calamity Jane with people while playing some golf. And then a lot of golf on Masters Sunday weekend and our Masters weekend and watching it with the family. So it was really a great, great time. So looking forward to talking about that in the next episode. So we're probably going to put two episodes into this week. Sorry for a few day delay on this current episode you're listening to, but we'll get back on track. I was traveling all last week. So have a day, y'all. I'm Elliot Hall. Please like, follow, and subscribe, and see you next time.